We vote for people who represent us.
Pensioners packed committee rooms, hallways, and overflow areas wearing stickers and holding signs reading, "I love my public school," and "A pension is a promise." The resulting hour-long meeting saw Chairman Senator Joe Bowen doing battle with a vocal crowd who called on legislators to raise revenue and fund the system.
Think of the future of our state. Future generations.
Yet no vote took place as lawmakers await a revised version and further financial analysis. The expected committee substitute makes a few notable changes. While the original scaled-back cost of living adjustments, or COLAs, for retired teachers from 1.5% to 0.75% for 12 years, new language sets the COLAs at 1% until the system is 90% funded. But those changes did little to reassure retired educator Missy Edwards, who says after 33 years of service, the cuts will leave her in poverty.
I'm not happy. I'm still not happy. They're cutting the throats of teachers. Plus, they're cutting the throats of students.
Following the meeting, Senator Bowen defended the plan, saying any lawmaker who votes against it will land on the wrong side of history.
We're working to save their systems. That's the whole origin of this. That's the whole premise of the bill. We want to save these systems. We don't want these systems to languish and fail. But if we fail to act, that's in fact what's going to happen.
The senator said the committee will meet again soon for a vote on the revised bill. And teachers say they'll be back too, and in greater numbers. In Frankfurt, I'm Josh James reporting.